The following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org.
This episode also contains explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. My name is Dawson, and I'm here with Jamie and Olivia. Hey, guys.
Hi.
So this is our annual Noise Pop lineup podcast, where we get to selfishly choose our favorite acts that are playing Noise Pop this year.
Yeah, we do. That we are pretending we're going to be able to make time to see all of them.
I know. Well, a person can dream. So to get started, the first pick that I'm super excited for is Starfucker.
Yeah.
And some of you might know them as Starfucker, but anyway, this band often gets lost behind the controversy of their name, which is kind of a sad thing because they make such good, fun, dancey, electropop music, and they're a really great band to see live, and I'm so excited to see them. They have a new record coming out called Miracle Mile that's coming out on February 19th. They're playing with Blackbird to Blackbird on March 1st at the Regency. And we're going to listen to a track from their new record called While I'm Alive. It's a little funky and still great. So enjoy.
So that was Starfucker with While I'm Alive. And how this episode works is that we've all chosen four acts from the festival. And then we're giving you four of our favorite songs from each act. So Olivia, what's next for us? What's your second pick?
My next pick is The Thermals. They're a little different than Starfucker. They're a three-piece punk band that formed in Portland more than a decade ago, which makes me feel kind of old.
Yeah.
But they're great, and they've put out really good albums pretty consistently since they started, and they have a new record coming out this year with a TBD release date and title. But interestingly, the band was recording their new record at Water Music Studios in New Jersey when Hurricane Sandy hit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and like the neighborhood where they were recording and staying was flooded, and then power was out and stuff. And supposedly, according to Hutch Harris, the new record, which is really short, it's like like under 30 minutes or something, has a theme of like natural disaster, which is kind of fitting. Yeah, and it's totally unrelated too, which is kind of funny. But they're playing at Rickshaw Stop on March 1st, and this is Never Listen to Me off their last record, Personal Life.
That was The Thermals with Never Listen to Me, and we're going to keep chugging along with Olivia's picks.
Woohoo, I get two more. So playing with The Thermals at Rickshaw Stop on March 1st is Dirty Ghosts. And Dirty Ghosts is one of those bands that makes me proud to live in San Francisco.
Totally.
They're a local band fronted by Allison Baker, who just rocks. She's such a powerhouse, and their shows are always so much fun. Their last record, which was their debut, Middle Moon, came out last February, and they're in the studio now working on a second record, which should be just as awesome as the last, I hope. Like I said, they're playing on March 1st at Rickshaw, and this is Shouted In off Metal Moon. Party's over, the city's on.
That was Dirty Ghosts with Shout It In. And what do you have for us now?
Up next, we have a little bit of a departure from the last two punk songs. Up next, we have Sally Ford and the Sound Outside. They're like a 1950s style rockabilly band with like a soulful edge. And they're also from Portland. They've been around.
Three Portland acts?
I know. I got a thing for that city. I can't help it. Maybe I should move. No, just kidding. They've been around since 2007, and they've released a couple records since then. And they have a new one coming out on the 19th of February called Untamed Beast. I love their music. It's so soulful and fun to listen to. And I haven't seen them live yet, but I'm expecting really good things. And so should you.
That's great.
They'll be playing with Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down and Casey Johansson at Great American Music Hall on March 2nd. And this is a track, Party Kids, off of their upcoming record.
That was Sally Ford and the Sound Outside with the song Party Kids. And we're going to leave Olivia's noise pop badge behind and move on to Jamie's picks.
My turn.
Jamie, you got four.
Four.
Tell us what they
okay.
are.
Okay, well, first up is Toro y Moi.
Absolutely.
Or Chaz Bundick. And he's got not one, but two headline shows for noise pop this year. And, you know, it's not just because he's a now local act who currently resides in Berkeley, California, that I'm excited for, but he's just been a favorite for a while. Chaz plays the Independent both Friday the 1st and Saturday, March 2nd.
And I should say, most of the shows, 95% of all shows at Noise Pop sell out. However, Toro y Moi is about to sell out. It's very close, so grab your tickets now. Actually,
right.
It might be sold out by the time this gets released.
It's the air. And the Independent, too. They're going to be pretty, you know, intimate shows.
Yeah.
500-capacity venue. Toro's latest release, Anything in Return, it's just pure danceable synth pop.
It's really good.
It's amazing. And here is the very funky Say That.
I can't.
That was Say That by Toro y Moi.
And my next pick are the experimental art rockers Yacht, who are playing Saturday, March 2nd at Slim's. Yacht are kind of from all over the place. They're said to live in Portland.
Portland again, another Portland band.
Another Portland band, but Marfa, Texas.
Right.
A little funky town.
Wonderful art town in West Texas.
Right. And then also Los Angeles. They're there. So they're an interesting band because they treat their band more like both a brand and kind of a religion. You could call them cultish, I suppose, when you look at their fan base. But I think comparing them to a business would be more accurate. If you check out their very calculated web presence, they have such a streamlined avant-garde aesthetic and a very active online store with really creative merchandise that they bring out on tour with them, almost like a traveling pop-up store.
Yeah.
Let's play their hit, my favorite by far, Psychic City.
Yeah.
That was Yacht with Psychic City. And up next, we're going to listen to Jamie's third choice, Dive. Jamie, what's the deal with Dive?
The thing I always hear about Dive is you've got to see them live to get it. Cole himself even said that he created it as a live band. He wasn't going to record a record. We're going to play Doused for you. This one's my favorite, where you'll totally hear Joy Division bass lines.
That was Doused by Dive, and we have Jamie's final choice coming up.
Noise pop is great at bringing in the, you know, reeling in huge national talent, but at the end of the day, it's a festival known for showcasing the best local talent. And so, of course, it's the Noise Pop Music Festival that is laying down the red carpet for indie heavyweights Rogue Wave's big return. Zach Schwartz, or Zach Rogue, has recorded 4 albums with Rogue Wave.
Why is it called Zach Rogue?
He just changed his name.
Legally?
I don't know if it's legal.
But he goes by Rogue.
He goes by Zach Rogue, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it remains to be seen what's up next for Rogue Wave in 2013. Perhaps their underplay for Noise Pop at Bottom of the Hill, a 200-capacity venue for their first show in almost a year, is an indication of a bigger return.
Nice. But looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. All right, but for the time being, let's play the classic Lake Michigan from 2007's Asleep at Heaven's Gate.
Heaven is a sweet road that you want to fight. She would even miss you if you talk aside. Now a politician leaning to the right. Levy's got a touch on that you want to go off like that. Get off of my style. Leave a little window. Get off of my style.
wear some color, get a uniform. Sky is burning, but at least you know it's warm. Go and run yourself a million miles, open up the colors on out and you go walk like that. Get out of my style. Leave a little window. Get out of my style. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself ringing all around it. You can never see yourself. You lay back, sugar. Not another day off. Get off of my style. Leave a little window. Get off of my style. You know you can do. Get off of my style.
So that was Rogue Wave with Lake Michigan. And now we get to my four choices. This is where I will be.
Finally.
Finally.
You are so excited.
I was so excited. And you guys jabbered like crazy.
I know. We're so annoying.
Well, not really. You actually like did research and had things to say. And I did not. So
well,
here we go. But I do love these four acts. So first is Damian Gerardo. He's going to be playing at the Chapel March 1st. And he is an acoustic singer-songwriter. And he's incredibly good. However, this song, wow. Man, this song is the song. So far, like I discovered this a couple weeks ago. And I'm pretty sure this is the song of the year for me.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is Museum of Flight. Enjoy.
Falling to the ground, I was anxious to be found. You can always go home to the safety of your cloud. Don't let go, I need you to hang around. I'm so and foolishly in love. I turned around to love revealing you. What did I learn? It's not that easy. When you get burned, I'm the one gonna love. Falling into sound is that love's to be back.
That was Damien Jurado's Museum of Flight. And what do you have next for us, Dawson?
Wait, let's stop. How good was that?
That was pretty good.
Oh, come on.
I'm not the biggest singer-songwriter lover, but yeah, that was great.
I'm a huge fan of him.
And I just saw him.
I love that song.
I just saw him open up for Ben Gibbard. Very recently, and it was just him and a guitar, nothing else. And it was captivating.
All right, so my next choice is Free Energy, who I love dearly. They released a record a few years ago on Death From Above, which is James Murphy's label, and actually James Murphy produced their first record. So actually since then, they have left DFA, and they self-released their latest record, which is Love Sign. We're gonna listen to a track just as equally as catchy as their previous full album. This song is called Electric Fever.
The edge of nothing, the edge of dawn. The day is coming, street lights gone. And I've been dancing all night long, dancing to a different song. Electric fever is in my blood. You know it's been there all my life. Get that feeling, and I'm in love. So be my baby one more time. Turn it off, turn it up. Baby, let the moment breathe. Turn it off, turn it up. Baby, keep on running free. Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I go beyond. The end is coming. Feels so gone. We've been dancing all night long. Dancing to a rebel song. Electric fever is in my blood. You know it's been there all my life. I get that feeling.
That was Free Energy with Electric Fever.
Yeah, and so we are going to move to something a little more visceral and violent. This is Ceremony with Hysteria. And Ceremony is, they are a local band. They were originally Violent World, and then they changed their name. And they are playing February 27th at Rickshaw. And these guys are just bloody, awesome punk. This is Hysteria.
That was Ceremony with Hysteria.
All right, so this is the final choice for me and for all of us. This was fun, guys.
It was.
Yep.
But not as fun as the actual Noise Pop Festival is going to be.
Absolutely. So you can get more information about everything at noisepop.com/2013. This is our 21st year. Isn't that nuts?
We can finally drink booze at the festival.
That's right. I've been waiting this entire time. I'm 30 years old, and I've been waiting for Noise Pop to turn 21.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to hold Dawson's hair back.
So we're going to go out with and this track is called Tied to You by XXYYXX. And this is the moniker of 19-year-old Nick Zanka. This song, again, is called Tied to You by XXYYXX. Cool. All right, well, thanks, guys. This was fun.
Thank you.
See you out there.
Out of view, everything's a memory. With stream beside you, and I dream to a place that's out of view.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.